top-level U.S. and North Korean talks.
This right now is diplomacy on hyperdrive.
New tariffs on imports.
Europe's exemption expires.
In Hawaii, more lava, more evacuations.
It's come to us now. Now it's our turn.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. For the first time in 18 years, top officials from the U.S. and North Korea are meeting on U.S. soil to try to revive the June 12th summit that President Trump canceled last week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korea's Kim Jong-chol are in New York. And so CBS News correspondent and Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan. Margaret, what does the U.S. want? What does North Korea want?
Well, that's part of what this conversation here in Manhattan is about, figuring out what's possible, whether it's worth President Trump's time to meet with Kim Jong-un next month in Singapore, because the U.S. says complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization is the goal. But what that means to the U.S. and what that might mean to North Korea can be different. What senior State Department officials say is that right now North Korea's prime concern appears to be about security guarantees, and that's a lot of what today's round of talks is going to be about.
Now, they've already met, haven't they?
We've already seen the Secretary of State and one of Kim Jong-un's top aides, the former spy chief, a man who's blacklisted here in the U.S., have a filet mignon dinner in Midtown Manhattan overlooking the skyline. It's extraordinary. He's under sanctions, had to be given a waiver to even be able to land here.
Is there wiggle room? And if there is, how much is there?
Exactly. And that's a lot of what today is about, seeing what kind of diplomatic space there is to maneuver within, whether Kim Jong-un really will allow for things that are concrete measures, like letting in inspectors to see what he's actually got in those arsenals. We're not yet at a point of him agreeing to give them up.
Correspondent Margaret Brennan, thanks. In a few hours, the Trump administration is expected to announce new tariffs on foreign imports. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is live at the White House. Stephen, who are the targets in this round?
Europe, Canada, and Mexico, America's closest allies. When the president announced new worldwide tariffs on steel and aluminum in March, he granted exemptions to the EU and America's NAFTA partners to allow trade talks to continue. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is in Paris right now, but there is no sign of a deal, and the exemption is set to expire tomorrow. Retaliatory moves, of course, would follow, likely targeting American agriculture. The steel and aluminum tariffs are just one significant aspect of the president's trade moves. His administration intends to go forward with new measures targeting Chinese theft. And last week, the president suggested foreign cars could be the next tariff target. Peter?
Mr. Trump heads to Texas for some Republican fundraising and to meet family members and community leaders nearly 2 weeks after the Santa Fe school shootings later today. The FBI's former number two man is reportedly given the special counsel's office a memo that he wrote about the circumstances that led to the firing of Director James Comey last year. The Associated Press says that memo details a conversation between Andrew McCabe and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein before Comey was fired. A grand jury has indicted former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein on sex charges involving two women. More from New York, WCBS Radio's Mike Smeltz.
Harvey Weinstein has been charged with rape in the first and third degree, as well as criminal sex act in the third degree, charges that, if convicted on all counts, could put the former movie producer behind bars for the rest of his life. His lawyer, Ben Braffman, says his client will plead not guilty, and they will soon ask to have the indictment dismissed.
That indictment comes nearly a week after Weinstein's arrest. He was released on $1 million bail. The lava keeps flowing from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, and now it's headed into new areas. CBS's Carter Evans is on the Big Island.
Lava has already overrun the main road, Highway 132, leaving people in about 500 homes and vacation rentals with just one escape route left. If the flows cross Highway 137, there would be no way out. Workers have started to dig out a new evacuation route, but that could take weeks. And now two military helicopters are on standby.
They can evacuate about 45 people at a time.
You're just trying to keep it from getting to that point.
Absolutely. We don't want that to happen.
The 2018 Atlantic hurricane season starts tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says last year's track forecasts were the most accurate ever, and this year should be better thanks in part to high-definition weather satellites. Hurricane specialist John Cangelosi.
In a nutshell, we used to have five channels with pictures every 15 minutes. Now we have 16 channels with pictures every minute at much higher resolution. We're seeing things we've never seen before.
The newest satellite is having trouble with its infrared vision, but Cangelosi says others will help make up for that. They know who they're looking for. Now they have to find the man police say shot and killed a Dixon County, Tennessee deputy west of Nashville. Sheriff Jeff Bledsoe has this message for suspect Stephen Wiggins.
He needs to be turning himself in. He needs to be held accountable for what we know he has done.
Wiggins was already wanted for assaulting a woman and stealing her car. He's accused of killing Deputy Daniel Baker as he responded to a call about a suspicious vehicle. It was once one of the most venerable American stores.
There's more for your life at Sears.
But now Sears says it's closing more than 70 stores, maybe more, after a $424 million first quarter loss. Stanley Cup final is tied up at one. NBC's Doc Emrick with the call of the game winner as the Washington Capitals beat the Vegas Golden Knights 3-2. The NBA Finals start tonight with a sense of deja vu. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
These two teams know each other very well.
The Golden State Warriors are the NBA champions.
The Cleveland Cavaliers make history.
This will be the fourth straight year the Warriors and the Cavaliers meet for the NBA title. The first year, Golden State won. Then in 2016, it was the turn of the Cavaliers and LeBron James. Last year, it was Golden State once more, and the Warriors are favored once again.
A Southwest Airlines jet headed from Los Angeles to San Francisco made an emergency landing last night in San Jose after a smoke alarm went off. Passenger Jonathan Burke says another flyer was trying to get high in the sky.
Someone needed to smoke a joint on a plane. He went into the bathroom, smoked his blunt, set off the fire alarm.
He was turned over to law enforcement. The rain continues to make life miserable in North Carolina.
Rain-bloated lakes and rivers continue to rise across the western North Carolina mountains. Terrain Hensley's mobile home park in Black Mountain, east of Asheville, was inundated.
Everything was lightning, and it was crazy. And then the building out here is destroyed. All of our trash cans was lined up there. They're gone. It's crazy.
Experts are keeping a close eye on several dams that could fail. Dozens of roads and bridges have washed away or are closed. There are continuing mud and rock slides. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
In Mulberry, Florida, a fertilizer company says it's finished fixing a sinkhole under its plant. It opened up 2 years ago and sent hundreds of millions of gallons of contaminated water into the Florida aquifer. The Mosaic company didn't tell anyone until 10 days later. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, May 31st, 2018. I'm Peter King, CBS News.